All right, your weather forecast, going to be mainly cloudy, a little sunshine here and there. High today near 40 degrees. New House Speaker Paul Ryan's first major address calling for tough work requirements and cuts to safety net programs, saying Republicans have to go beyond just trying to undo the president's agenda, quote, as if we could time travel back to 2009. His vision for congressional Republicans in 2017 and beyond includes the statement, "We owe it to the country to offer a bold pro-growth agenda, and that is what we are going to do." Excerpts released by his office ahead of the speech include proposed cuts to Medicaid and converting Medicare into a voucher-like program. Wednesday's shooting scenario in San Bernardino, California, yet another reminder about emergency preparedness at any level, including Racine County. On WRJN's Community Conversations, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says it's reason to pause and ask, are we ready?
I call my chief of staff and then we take a look at, you know, all right, what do we have in place? Do we need to continue to look and refine what we have? And then I'll be talking to the sheriff actually tomorrow about tactical situations that may or may not happen, and are we ready for it?
Delagrave acknowledging the public criticism of law enforcement becoming more militaristic, but also understands what they're up against. He says being a law enforcement officer in today's society is so much more difficult and complicated, and it takes special individuals to do that job. Racine County Judge John Judah sentenced 27-year-old Sunshine Ketchum to 3 years in prison, then 3 years of extended supervision for her role in a man overdosing on heroin. The Racine resident accused of injecting that drug into the 36-year-old man, which led to the overdose, and her calling 911. Ketchum pled no contest to delivering heroin, reckless endangerment of safety, and felony bail jumping. Two others arrested in the case have 2016 court dates. Pleasant Prairie Municipal Court Judge Richard Jankowski ruling Kenosha NAACP President Veronica King was guilty of speeding and impeding traffic stemming from a stop of her vehicle on 52nd Street last September, during which she told the arresting officer she didn't have to listen to him. King's trial lasting nearly 6 hours. The Kenosha News says Jankowski, a retired longtime assistant district attorney, was critical of King's attitude and editorializing during testimony. King stopped for doing 44 miles an hour in a construction zone marked 25. The impeding traffic charge was for refusing the officer's repeated instruction to get back into her van, a reduction from the original obstructing allegation. With fines and court costs, King will have to pay about $700. And Wisconsin factors into the latest report from the federal government about first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Labor Department says 269,000 new claims were filed last week. That's up 9,000 from the week before. The largest increases out of California, Illinois, Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. The biggest reductions found in Louisiana, Rhode Island, Delaware, and Nevada. A Kansasville woman is sentenced to probation and 30 days in the county jail. She pleads no contest to several charges, resulting from Racine County Sheriff's deputies called to her home about a fight, but instead finding deplorable living conditions. 46-year-old Josephine DeGroote there with her two sons. One deputy wrote, however, there was no way to describe the foul odor that permeated the residence. Also documented evidence of drug activity. DeGroote pleading no contest to four misdemeanors, including contributing to a minor's delinquency and child neglect. Others related to adequate food and water for animals were dismissed, but considered by Judge David Paulson at sentencing. He also ordered DeGroote not to possess or live with any pets. Parents of Menominee Falls students are being warned about the spread of whooping cough. A letter to the parents indicates the students may have been exposed to pertussis in classes recently. Menominee Falls High School officials say that anybody with questions should consult with their doctor or call the public health division. In Kenosha, parents of Tremper High School students recently told they had a case of whooping cough at their facility. The famed research tower on the S.C. Johnson campus in Racine will be featured at 6:30 tonight in a Golden Rondel Theater presentation by Mark Hertzberg. He's written four books about Frank Lloyd Wright's architectural works in the Racine area. It was H.F. Johnson, Jr., the third-generation leader of S.C. Johnson, who commissioned Wright to create an innovative new laboratory space back in 1943. His new kind of skyscraper at 15 stories with double-height spaces and windows made of Pyrex glass tubing opened up to great acclaim in 1950. It was home to the creation of such company products as Glade, Off, Raid, and Pledge. Renovation led to it being reopened recently for limited tours. Online registration for tonight's event is required, scjohnson.com/CIP reservations, or just call the Golden Rondel Theater. Racine's Common Council this week supported a requested extension of a city guarantee for revolving loan fund help to Altus Vinyl. It relocated from Olson Industrial Park on the far southeast side of the city to the old Haben Horlick Business Complex on St. Patrick Street. City Administrator Tom Friedel said this involves gap coverage on loan language between the city and the state, with Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski pointing out it's just a financial backing to cover that two-year loan disparity.
It's $50,000, and the funds are, if we needed to actually employ the funds, they'd be coming out of the IG account. But this is, I guess, just to stress, this is just a guarantee. It's not actual funds transferring.
Carolyn Engel with RCEDC says Aldis Vinyl is actually a great comeback story. In Madison, Assembly Democrats, they want an extraordinary session on jobs. Minority Leader Peter Barca from Kenosha says it's a lot more important than the recent extraordinary session called by the Republicans.
What a just horrendous agenda for Wisconsin. It's clear Republicans are worried about their own jobs far more than they are about the jobs and middle-class empowerment of Wisconsinites.
Been no reaction so far from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, according to a spokesperson. Household incomes in most areas of Wisconsin are sliding, according to the Census Bureau. The latest figures show median household incomes down significantly in two-thirds of the state's counties from 2009 to 2014, but comparable to a national decline of 7.5%. Only Adams and Florence counties posted increases in their median household incomes. Racine County with a 7.9% decline. Packers going to be center stage tonight with the Detroit Lions at Ford Field. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who's celebrating his 32nd birthday, says they all have to get back on track and be working together.
That's the big question mark. We're trying to, you know, it's about making the most of your opportunities on game day. We haven't done that consistently enough the last 5 weeks.
Packers 7-4 taking on a Lions team with a 3-game winning streak, which of course started in Green Bay. Wednesday's shooting scenario in San Bernardino, California is another reminder about emergency preparedness at any level, and that includes Racine County. On WRJN's Community Conversations, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave said it's reason to pause and ask, are we ready? He acknowledges the public criticism of law enforcement becoming more militaristic, but he said he also understands what they're up against.
The sheriff, every year we go over, okay, what does he need in his budget and whatnot, and a couple of things come across, and, you know, I say, that seems like an awfully big and complicated type of machinery. Do we really need that? And unfortunately, I'm starting to come to the conclusion that we do.
He says being a law enforcement officer in today's world is so much more difficult and complicated, and it takes special individuals to do that job.
With body cameras and the media and whatnot, every move they make is going to be scrutinized way more. And it's almost like, you know, they've got to react how they react. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, it may not end up being the best, but, you know, they're scrutinized in every move. And I don't think it's fair necessarily.
Delagrave noting local law enforcement agencies are good at coordinating when an emergency response arises, with several examples to that effect. Bus drivers for the Milwaukee County Transit System continuing to push for better working conditions, even though they got a new contract this fall. The union's president, James Macon, says the members need better security because of fights on the buses, which have jumped 34% in the last 5 years, and they need better route scheduling. And the Racine Unified School Board's Governance Committee is meeting late this afternoon. That agenda includes discussion about added language to the minority hiring policy on contracts, discussion about an additional method for filling board vacancies, and board discussion about the recently adopted core values. The Kenosha County Board this week accepting a $4,200 grant from the Department of Military Affairs Homeland Security Fund. It's to fund a tabletop exercise in the near future. Supervisor Daniel Esposito says this will help in the preparation for the county in the event there's a real railroad-related emergency.
We all know in the news lately there's been a lot of issues with rails and rail cars, and there is a lot of cargo that goes through Kenosha County via rail.
This grant to cover consulting fees, preparation, facilities planning for this tabletop. It'll be coordinated by the Emergency Management Office. No match from Kenosha County, though. The Racine County Board this week approving a resolution on right-of-way and easement relocation and acquisition on the Highway V Improvement Project in Caledonia. Supervisor Kate Buskey noting it's one component of this overall plan for a stretch of road that goes to the border with Milwaukee County.
There are certain improvements and maintenance that need to be done on that portion of Highway V from County Highway G to the Milwaukee County line. The project requires certain relocation or changes in the acquisition of certain right-of-way.
The county board did a first and second reading on the resolution, approving it unanimously. That allows the plans for the project to proceed. Gateway Technical College welding student Tom Ruge capturing second place out of some 200 contestants in the Best Welder in America competition in Chicago at FabTech 2015.
Ruge placed in the event, which required contestants to make a gas metal arc weld in less than 5 minutes on low-carbon steel. They were graded on speed and quality. Ruge is a student on Gateway's Racine campus and also a welder fabricator at a Racine County company. FabTech 2015 drew more than 1,700 exhibiting companies and nearly 44,000 attendees from more than 90 countries to Chicago's McCormick Place. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Our AccuWeather forecast, mainly cloudy, a few peaks of the sun. We'll have a high today near 40. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.